It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
It's a crime of passion. Ricky Van Shelton's on 103.9 and 98.5 MyPigRadio.com. Good morning, Miss Jennifer.
Good morning, guys.
County Extension Agent for Miller County, Jennifer Caraway. JW over there, he don't know nothing about cattle. What do you know about cattle, JW?
What do you want?
They're delicious. That's all we need to know.
They taste good at the end of the life cycle.
Yeah. He's more familiar with the end of the life cycle.
Used to feed them apples when I was a kid.
You know they're vegetarian.
That's right. They're vegetarian. We're
going to learn a lot more, right?
That's right.
Got some workshops coming up that JW will be attending.
Well, you never know, right?
Tell us what's coming up, though. See that?
So we have a...
These people, they keep trying to talk to...
Forge series.
You see that?
Coming in. I do. It's like... Strobe lights coming in at me.
Yeah, they keep trying to talk to us.
Well, we have a two-part Beef Forge series.
Uh-huh.
And...
Don't get her off track. She's trying to talk about this.
Get me all distracted.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're not answering the phone.
Okay.
You got a two-part workshop coming up.
We do.
Number one workshop.
The Beef Series is our first workshop, and that's going to be in Ashdown on March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. Please RSVP, but we're going to talk about genetics, improving your genetics. We're going to talk about body conditioning, vaccination, and deworming schedules, and Dr. Looney will be there. He's our new geneticist with our research station in Hope, and so he is available and willing to help all the producers in Southwest Arkansas.
He's really a leader in the field.
He is. Improve the genetics of our area, and so I think it's important that we utilize him and lean on him because he's a resource that we have available to us. And then our second part of our series will be March 19th from 9 to 2 at Maddox Ranch. And that's going to cover rotational grazing. It's going to talk about 300 days of grazing and improving your forage season, extending your forage season. We're going to talk about tips on getting a good plant stand and things that might cause you to lose your yield with your plant stand. So lots of great things are going to be covered. We're going to talk about calibrating a no-till drill. And right now is the time to get ready to plant if you're going to do warm season grasses like Bermuda for this year. So... I think
we
it'll
got
be an
the information.
Workshop.
So if you're a serious rancher, you need to be going to these
Absolutely.
Workshops. Now, the second one is near Texarkana, right?
The second one is in Texarkana. It'll be at Maddox Ranch, and it's actually off of Rondo Road.
Okay, yeah.
And you can call our office, 870-779-3609, to register. We please ask that you RSVP just because at both we're going to provide a meal, and we need a head count to know how many to fix for.
And it's just $10.
Everybody listening, too, we'll make sure to get all this information up on mypigradio.com. So if you're not writing it down right now in the tractor or what have you, then we'll have that up there for you later. But we've got some more stuff that we're going to talk about. Yeah. You'll hang around with us for a little bit.
Sure.
Try to find a game, something like that.
I'd love to play a game.
Oh, you need to, man, you were beaten badly yesterday. He was beaten terribly bad yesterday.
Some days are good, some
I didn't even
not.
Think he was going to come in this morning. It was that bad.
Huh?
It's Lori Morgan on 103.9, 98.5, The Pig. 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. Sawyer Brown, some girls do. Bless her. Oh, hey, Miss Jennifer. We've been talking with County Extension Agent Miller. County Extension Agent Jennifer Caraway. Got the workshops coming up. Recap those right
we
quick.
We do. We got a Beef Series coming up March 16th in Ashdown, Arkansas from 6 to 8. And then we've got our Forge Series on March 19th at Maddox Ranch here in Texarkana. And that's going to be talking about all things forages and extending your forage season, planting tips, and so forth.
If you're ranching, farming... and here's the thing, you may have just been doing it your way for a long time. There are a lot of new resources available.
A lot of great information available to you, a lot of specialists that are able to work with you one-on-one. So definitely want to capitalize on those resources.
Absolutely. And what are the costs on...
It's just $10 each for each workshop. You don't
$10
have to,
bucks.
That's nothing,
right.
yeah.
And that's You said something about food.
They're going
to
feed you.
He lit up while ago. I knew it had to do with
Make
food.
Sure you RSVP so we can get a head count. We will provide a meal at each one. You don't have to come to both to come to one. So if there's one that you can make, make sure you come to it. Of course, we would love to have you at both, but there's only one that you can come to. Make sure you come to it. And make sure you're utilizing extension resources because we have a lot to offer, and most everything we do is free.
And so, and if they miss one of these, they can always reach out
Absolutely.
To you then at
Absolutely.
The extension office. Now, tell us, we were talking about hogs. Because just between the things,
the old
we
feral hogs,
the feral hogs, because Cass County, you know, has been doing these hunts, and had they've got a bounty over there.
Right, they just established a bounty. They did,
you know, on pigtails, I guess.
Well, there's a severe differences in Texas and Arkansas laws and regulations as far as feral hog hunting goes.
That's kind of why I'm wondering.
What is it in Arkansas?
Well, in Arkansas, it's kill on sight. In Texas, you can actually transport to a permitted buyer, and there's several locally that you can transport to. And then Cass County actually did open up a bounty, which I think is a great idea. But unfortunately, Arkansas does not have that. Now, what Extension has, we have one trap right now, and we're getting two more traps within a couple of weeks. And so those are available to producers in the area, landowners in the area. So they call Extension, they get on the list. We give the criteria to them to meet before we come out, and then we'll come out and set our trap, which is the Game Changer Junior, and work with that landowner to help them manage their, I don't want to say eradicate because that's not ever going to happen, but manage their feral hog
problem. I say we give it a shot.
Right.
So it's a huge problem.
We are, non-exaggerating, Miller, Little River, Lafayette are probably three of the hottest counties in the state of Arkansas, the worst counties in the state of Arkansas. And so Extension is really working to help producers manage this issue. And now Farm Bureau has just got on board last night with the purchasing. They have agreed to purchase a trap as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that I don't know all the details yet, but, you know, we're trying to put more traps available to producers in the area. And so if you are in need, if you're having a severe issue, call us and let us help you work with you to help you manage your feral hog problem.
Yeah, call me and JW, too. We want to shoot at something.
Right.
Well, as we had that discussion earlier, we'll shoot. Yeah, we'll shoot it. I'm not going to go up there and knife it or whatever.
Well, that's how a real man does it.
I know. Well,
if you're going to hunt and stab it,
just give me the gun.
All right. Hey, but
stick around because there's another thing we want to talk about.
We got another couple minutes here. Yeah, before
you were telling us off the microphone that there's another problem that's about to happen.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. So the former Miller County Ag Agent Doug Petty and I, but this time of year, every year, we are scouting the Sulphur River for buffalo gnat larvae. And we do that because as they emerge as flies, they can, in such abundance, kill livestock, wildlife, even domestic animals in the area. So last year along the White River, they actually had a massive outbreak and it killed over 300 animals.
Wow.
That was just the animals that were reported. Mm-hmm. You got to think about all the wildlife that was never reported.
Or died and they didn't suspect.
Right. And so we are really trying to make sure that people are aware, especially along the river. You've got cattle along the river. You know, there are some things you can do if you can get them moved 5 miles away from the river.
Uh-huh. What we're saying, though, is you found a lot?
We found some drastic numbers of buffalo gnat larvae in the river yesterday.
So in a few weeks, we're going to have a...
And there were actually... There were a lot of flies.
What would you call it,
too?
A swarm?
Yeah.
What, we're going to have like a massive
outbreak,
buffalo gnat
outbreak.
Within the next
week
to 2 weeks.
So what can they do? Now, what can they do if you...
If you're a livestock producer, I would say the best thing to do is to move your cattle at least 5 miles away from the Sulphur River.
Okay.
If you can't do that, because I understand some producers don't have a place to go with them, you know, the next best thing is to get you some old hay bales out there and start burning hay bales.
Okay.
And just let them smolder. The smoke helps give some resource to allow them to get away from it. You know, as far as horses go, if you can get them underneath a barn, the buffalo gnats, once they emerge as a fly, they don't like to be under any type of facility.
We're going to have to talk more about it. So you do this. There is more to it than I thought.
Obviously.
Hang around for a little while with us, Miss Jennifer. And you can't run from love. Eddie Rabbit's on 103.9 and 98.5 MyPigRadio.com.
Jennifer?
Buffalo gnats is coming.
Yeah, she was telling us about the fact that you get your horses into the barn livestock. Or something? Because you said the buffalo gnats don't like to go under something?
They don't typically like to be underneath any type of shelter or shed or anything of that nature.
Let's kind of recap here. Jennifer and who'd you say you went
it's
with?
It's Doug Petty.
Jennifer and Doug went out. Who was the extension agent?
He was.
For Miller County.
They keep an eye on Sulphur River and the water bodies around here for buffalo gnat larvae, right?
We do.
And discovered a massive amount.
Adjective you want to throw in there. So, there was a lot.
There was a bunch.
More than you've seen.
It's the most I've seen in 5 years of scouting and one outing.
All right. Okay.
So within the next 2 weeks, all the larvae that we saw yesterday afternoon should be hatching out. And there were a lot of flies out yesterday. The really great thing about that, though, is today and tomorrow it's supposed to be high 70s, low 80s. Right. And so once it gets to that temperature, the flies can't handle that heat, so they start to die out.
Well, good.
But then it's going to drop back down. Next larva, this next hatching, and there was a lot of overlapping generations, it won't affect those. And so, unfortunately, there's the potential for a severe outbreak. And if we get some strong winds out of the southeast, Texarkana area could be seeing quite a bit of buffalo gnats.
And we've seen some over the last number of years, but we're looking at what you're going to say is what would you call it? A massive swarm?
A severe outbreak.
Okay. Right. Severe outbreak.
That's what we need.
Good, yeah. So we got corona bugs now. That'll be the next meme on the social medias. Yeah. All right, well, so you're saying that'll be within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because of the overlapping generations, I would say within the next week to 2 weeks, you should start seeing more and more flies, especially along the Sulphur River. Okay. Not the Red. I've been getting a lot of questions about that. Will the Red River be affected? Usually, the Red River is not affected to the level that the Sulphur is because of the sand silt that the Sulphur has over the Red.
Okay.
So the buffalo gnats lay them in that silt along the river banks, and when the river gets out of the banks like it is now, that's when they really start to drop off, hatch, and start going through the stages of turning into an adult fly.
So it's particularly bad on the Sulphur River.
Yes.
But other bodies of water?
No, because they have to have cold flowing water to be able to hatch out. Once the water temperatures get over 60 degrees, they're not going to be able to.
So how many, I mean, if we're just guessing here, how many ranchers are going to be affected by this just in Miller County then?
There's going to be several. You know, exactly how many are along the Sulphur, it's hard to say, but I will say, you know, I had a guy on Facebook message me the other day. Last year, he lost 2 head along the Sulphur, and we didn't have a severe outbreak there has been in the past or like we could possibly see now. So there's always the potential if you're along the Sulphur with livestock that you could lose some.
And so I know you said it, but I don't forget what you said. How far away should you try to get them away from?
It would be great if you could get your cattle at least 5 miles away from the Sulphur River.
Okay. Right.
They suffocate the cattle, they do drastic blood loss, or they can cause toxemia.
Okay.
Huh.
We're learning stuff. We're getting smarter.
Yep.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is.
We can't handle how smart we are now. Well, let's find out how smart we are now.
Oh, we got a game?
We're going to play a game here. Yeah, you want to stick around and play a game before you get out of here?
I'm terrible at games.
So am I.
You've given us all this real information. Again, just kind of recap what that is.
About the workshop.
Our workshop, we have a two-part.
Well, I find us something.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got a two-part beef forward series. The beef series will be in Ashdown on March 16th from 6 to 8. Contact your extension office for more information. And then the forage series will be March 19th from 9 to 2. Each one costs $10. Please RSVP so that we can get a head count on the meal that we'll be providing. So lots of great information. Come out and see us.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun for you guys that are going to go to it. And that's next Monday and next Thursday.
That's right.
That is the 16th and 19th. Going to be a great time. Jeff, did you find a game?
I'm looking for it. So we'll do this.
Okay.
All right. So Miss Jennifer Caraway, Miller County Extension Agent.
Yes.
JW, know-it-all.
Resident know-it-all, yeah.
And we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
We'll find out. We'll
it's dependent
out.
On what
your
the question
supervisor is.
Is
not listening, right?
Let's pray.
All right, the following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. You got to answer 4 out of 5 or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader.
Okay.
Fifth graders know this stuff.
Well, they're supposed to know this stuff.
How do you say please in Spanish? A, buenos dias. B, por favor. Or C, salud.
Por favor.
Por favor, yeah.
All right.
We're good.
Tied up so far.
On that one, we're good. J&J.
One and one. What is the most important crop grown in the state of Georgia?
Wait a minute. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
A, peaches.
Uh-huh.
B, peanuts. Or C, cotton.
Oh, my goodness.
She's an extension agent.
She is.
You know, actually, peanuts in Georgia are really starting to make a comeback. I'm sure it's not the number one right now, but probably I would say peaches. Cotton.
What would you say, JW? Now that I was just trying to tell her.
Jimmy Carter peanuts.
JW, you knew it.
Yeah.
And gave it to him.
Thank you.
Good job, JW.
Appreciate it.
How do you spell the word through in the sentence go through the door? A T H R O U G H, B T H R U, or C T H R E W?
T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
I agree. But why can't you spell it T-H-R-U? Sometimes they do that.
I thought that's like shorthand, slang.
Yeah, that's slang, man.
Yeah. It's okay. Like text version.
We're using our proper English
proper
up in here.
English, okay.
Grammatically okay. Correct.
All up in here with our proper English.
Right.
Didn't nobody learn us nothing different.
Thank you.
What types of trees will lose their leaves in the fall?
Uh-huh.
A, conifers, B, evergreens, or C, deciduous.
That's kind of easy.
Deciduous.
You're just going to go with the extension.
I knew evergreen and whatever.
All right. Final question. What's the national anthem?
Wait a minute. Before you do it, let me answer first so he won't think I'm copying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's the national anthem of Canada?
Oh, my goodness.
Anna!
She didn't even answer. She's not going to help us.
I'm glad you're answering first.
Yeah, what's that? Well, go ahead there, Mr. Smarty Pants.
You didn't give us the choices.
I'm not going to either.
You do realize we're a long way from Canada, right?
We are a long, long way.
Well,
it's got.
What is the national anthem of Canada? Is it A, Hail Mighty Canucks? B, Closer to the Heart from Rush.
From Rush.
Or C, O Canada.
O Canada.
I would say O Canada.
Okay.
I was a guessing woman.
We're both smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah, you both graduated
go to the sixth grade.
Go to the sixth grade.
Congratulations.
But, I don't think he would have beat you if you hadn't give it to him.
That's right. He just gave it to me.
Thank you for coming up here, Ms. Jennifer. You've always been so good for all of the ag events. You're always out at you've been with the ag center. You were with Ag Center years,
right.
Out at the fairgrounds. Extension agent now. You've just always been so big into our ag life, and we appreciate everything that you've done around here and do and include us.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there and go hog hunting with you.
Come on.
All right.
I really want to.
Well, we can do it.
Okay. All right. Pam, tell us, Let That Pony Run on 103.9985 mypigradio.com. One more time.
Yeah,
we made her
stick around a little bit longer, Jennifer.
And she got the hog trap.
Yeah, well, you were talking about the hog traps, but and it's such a problem, but...
Well, you had to get it turned around in our parking lot, but
yeah, because she's got one out here. We got to go out and look at it, but you were saying that if anybody has a problem with these, that you've got these traps.
We do.
It doesn't cost.
And we're getting more. Right, if the extension has purchased several traps for Southwest Arkansas, Little River County will have a trap, Miller County will have access to, we have one trap and we're potentially going to have two traps.
Uh-huh.
Farm Bureau's looking at purchasing a trap. And so then Game and Fish has a trap for our area as well. So there's lots of traps available, but you can call our office and see what the criteria is to be able to, for us to come out and help you trap. And it's free, doesn't cost anything.
That's important.
That's the main thing.
Yeah,
right?
Free.
So we're, Extension is here to help you.
Free.
Right. Help producers and landowners manage that severe problem.
Right. Big problems.
All right, so that's good to know. Again, how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, how to get a hold of you?
You can either find us on Facebook, UAEX Miller County Ag. You can call us at our extension office, which is 870-779-3609. Or you can email us, and that email is jcaraway@uaex.edu.
One more thing. Now, we were talking about the in Miller County or Arkansas for feral hogs that shoot on sight. You have to have a license.
No, they just changed the law. So in Arkansas, Act 990 says that you do not have to have a hunting license to kill a feral hog as long as you are the landowner or have the landowner's permission
to be there.
Because some people are like, come on, please come kill us.
Yes. Just like in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but, very destructive animals.
Yes.
All right. So thank you, Miss Jennifer, for spending your morning with us. We know you're probably a little, probably got a headache now from hanging out with us. Anna leaves here every day with a headache, so I'm just assuming at this point.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.